Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Dave and Fionnuala.
Do your job.
Let's do a quick recap on how we've got to this point. We were sent a guard to chat to. We asked him the hard-hitting questions, like, it's not illegal to park on footpaths or in yellow boxes as long as you throw on the hazards. He said it actually is, which is a shock to me because I thought your hazard lights would allow you to park anywhere.
He also said you absolutely can be arrested by a member of An Garda Síochána even if they're not wearing their hat.
So after that, we were invited to Templemore to try out to be a guard. We got to hit other guards with batons. It was an experience. But we actually realised that our work experience has been lacking in our lives. Grew up on a farm, so you could say I'm from a farming background, but you couldn't call me a farmer because I don't have hands to bless myself. Worked in a hardware shop, then I went to college and got into radio.
Yeah, I've had a grand total of 3 careers, could you call it? Babysitting, waitressing and into radio. So we're sorely lacking in career and therefore life experience. So we said, we need to do something about it.
Next week, starting on Monday, we will do the radio show 5 days in a row and we will do 5 different jobs in 5 different days. On Monday, we spoke to John Paul from UPilot in Dublin. We are going to be pilots in a simulator. Even then, it is still dangerous to me. On Tuesday, yesterday, we spoke to Gary. He has got one of the dirtiest cars or jeeps you could ever imagine lined up for us to clean. We're going to do some valeting.
Yeah, with retro valeting, and I'm slightly nervous as to what might be then in that car.
The next invite comes from Athlone's finest, Ray Conlon, and you are?
I'm a football referee. I like to think I am anyway. Some people say I'm good and some people say I'm bad, but I'm a football referee.
Why be a referee? Because I imagine it's not an easy job.
It's for personal satisfaction as well. And I played football for years, and then when I stopped playing, I decided to want to be a referee to stay involved with the game. But I also know the amount of effort that footballers and coaches put into the game. And I like to make such an effort that they deserve someone that respects them to give the best I have because they give the best they have. So it's an equal opportunity for me to give my best and them to give their best.
What is the things that you have to watch out for as a referee, or what are the biggest challenges or challenge?
Players. Players are really the tough call every now and then. They can tackle you at times, not physically but mentally. They can like get inside your head, and if they get inside your head for some crazy reasons, you can actually give decisions to them that aren't even there. So you have to make sure you block out their verbal comments towards you, and sometimes they can shout for penalties and shout for frees, and for some reasons you give them. Not myself.
Okay.
Not myself. When I was younger, yeah, players can get inside your head and make you make decisions that aren't there. Make you see things that they want, and you can call the decisions and you get them wrong. And then when you dig a big hole for yourself, it's so hard to get over it. It's impossible.
Ray, you've obviously done a lot of training and coaching to get to a high standard of football refereeing. If we were to do it, what are your thoughts on how we'd manage it?
Well, with the occupations that you have, a referee is not just a referee. You're an event manager. You have to manage the event from start to finish. You have to manage the people. It's about decision making. You've got to make the correct decisions very sharp, very quick, that people know you're confident in what you're doing, and you can't let the people control your game or the players control your game. You have to manage the event. Do you reckon you'll be able to do it?
Virtual handshake, respect handshake, and Ray, I don't know who we are going to get to play games against each other and allow us to referee, but that is our next challenge after this.
That's no problem, but you just give me a call and I'll go and help out as much as I possibly can.
Ray, we're going to need every ounce of help that we can get if we are going to referee a soccer match. Who do we get to play against each other? We're going to have to get volunteers.
Yeah, because I don't think we could be as irresponsible as to say we're going to ref a match with any real world consequences.
Well,
we don't want to end up sending any team being relegated, like.
Ray has done League of Ireland games.
Oh,
maybe
God.
He could get us one.
Do you think he could swing it?
No, absolutely not. The League of Ireland would have far too much respect for themselves to allow us to referee a game.
Like, when I'm watching any soccer or any sport, I have a basic understanding of the rules. But, like, I kind of couldn't explain them. Do you know what I mean? Like, as in, I know why something might be wrong, but I'm just thinking of me as a ref. I'm like, oh no, you did. No, that wasn't. Why shouldn't I have done that? Well, you just shouldn't. So maybe I need to read up on a rule book.
We are going to get absolutely slaughtered. You do know that, don't you?
Why can't people just be nice?
We'd have more chance of landing that 737 on Monday than we would have refereeing whatever game is put in front of us. Like, prepare yourself for mental anguish.
I don't like mental anguish. What, like, aw. Why did we say we were going to expand our work experience?
We have to, Fionnuala. We have to be more well-rounded people and contributors to society. And a referee, probably one of the toughest jobs in the country and underappreciated.
Absolutely underappreciated.
The referees are... Here we go.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.